You're on The Burt Show.
Straight men, there is one thing you can do if you're dating a lady or you're married to a woman that'll turn you from a little bum on the side of the road to Harry Styles. It's just one little switch of the hat. Take your hat. If it's facing forward, flip it back. All of a sudden, you're Riley Green. The women cannot control themselves around a man in a backwards hat. And now women want to know how they can do the same thing. So on TikTok, there's this user named Noah_Pilato5. And he thinks that he knows what the equivalent for women is. The one thing they can do to go from a 4 to a 40.
This is such a good question. And I'm going to answer it in two different ways. All right, first, if we're talking about backwards hats being something women love and go crazy for, and there's not really an explanation behind why, the woman equivalent of that is a slick back pony. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about the fact that a slick back pony is the most attractive thing a woman can do to herself. And I couldn't tell you why, and I'll never be able to tell you why, but it's like mind-numbingly attractive, and we love it.
That's like the Ariana Grande look, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But there is a caveat there. As someone who has attempted slick back ponies, etc., you need a full face of makeup to pull that off. Otherwise, you look like a child that is dying of cholera in the early 1800s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? It's very specific.
Yes.
Very.
Like, if it's during the winter and you're pale and you have no makeup on and you just pull your hair back, you either look like a young child dying of cholera or like in one of our forefathers. It's not a look that I pull off well.
Yeah.
I feel like you are giving secrets away like Houdini would. Like, we don't want to know that. We don't want to know how much the hassle that is. Just want to know that it's hot.
Just want to enjoy the final product.
Okay.
Yeah, the brown face community would like a word because every time I do it, I look like an egghead or, like you said, George Washington because I have face framing brain.
Yes.
Bang. So I'm going to need an alternative because that one's not going to work for me.
I got to be honest. What women consider hot on a dude, I think is super hot on a woman. The backwards hat on a woman, to me, is hot.
Ooh, okay.
I love it. Yep.
Okay.
And the other one, sticking with the hair, is not the ponytail. I don't even know what you call it, but it's almost like on, I don't want to say formal nights out, but when you're going to a nice place and a woman greases her hair, like, I don't know, puts her hair back on the sides.
Like a half updo?
I don't know what a half updo is, but it's like, it looks all wet and it's slicked back.
He's talking about the slicked back.
No, but it's not a ponytail.
Oh.
So like if half of her hair is in a ponytail and the rest is down.
Nah, there's no ponytail.
So the hair is down, but the front is just slicked back somehow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't think I could achieve that unless I use like 4 cans of hairspray.
What's the thing for you?
For a woman, I never really thought about this, but I've always liked when like the baby hairs are laid like really, really right. Mm-hmm. I can't explain it. It's like it can't be too much, it can't be too little, but when them baby hairs are slick back just right like that, I love
like,
that.
Like the nice edges?
Yes, the edges.
I think this went out a long time ago, and maybe you can only get it in Nashville, but a sundress with cowboy boots. Oh!
Do you need it? Okay.
All right.
I just like it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Noted. I will never wear that around here.
I'm not sure anybody outside of Nashville has worn that in a very, 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 very long time anyway. All right, our intern Haley here. Tired of old creepy dudes and she's putting her foot down.
Yeah, I'm the only girl that works at in the golf department at the golf course I work at. I'm not going to say the name of the golf course because I hope to work there for at least a couple more months until I move. But it's just people always like it's these old guys and they're always old, over 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the ones that like hate their wives too. And I'm like, you're here every day. And he's like, well, it's either that or be home to my wife. And I'm like, then divorce her. I don't know. Why are you still married? But I have a list of some of the things that I've heard over the past 3.5 years working at a golf course. And they start out pretty mild, but we might need a slight kid warning for some of the later ones.
Right. Perfect.
So it starts off pretty simple. One guy told me, my daughter is almost as pretty as you.
Okay.
What?
That's a strange one.
That's creepy.
That's very creepy.
Yeah.
I expect kind of the other way around, like, oh, you're almost as pretty as my daughter. That would be slightly better. Because I'm like, aren't you supposed to think your daughter's like
the most beautiful girl in the world?
Absolutely. Exactly. Like
he's literally dissing his own daughter to compliment you.
And I was like, that's really weird to say to me. but he's,
Can you say that? When they say that, do you look at him like, dude.
Yeah, I used to just be like, oh, haha, thanks. Yeah. But now I go, I don't get it. I like to make them uncomfortable.
Elaborate for me.
Yeah. I go, explain. And I just kind of give them a look.
Uh-huh.
The second one, so since I'm the only girl, I get, you're way hotter than these other guys we got working here. Mm. And I'm like,
unnecessary.
Yeah. Mm.
Cool.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Not much competition.
Thanks so much.
I get the typical give us a smile.
Oh, no, I hate that.
Yeah.
That's universal, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dudes, haven't we been taught that that's just a dumb thing to say to somebody now? You don't know what somebody's going through.
Yeah, I don't think men in their 70s are on the internet to see that be talked about enough, so.
No. I also get maybe if you looked happier, we'd be nicer to you.
Whoa.
That's a good one. That's a good one. This is where it kind of gets a little
R-rated.
Interesting. Yeah. I wore a white shirt once and someone said, hope it rains.
No.
Oh, oh my God.
Yep. No, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was like, now I wear black to work. Mm-hmm. Actually, literally just 4 days ago, someone grabbed my hands like behind the counter and said, if I wasn't married, I'd ask you out right now.
Oh, okay. God.
This is the same guy that calls me shoddy. And I'm like, are we 2012 Justin Bieber? Like, what? Yeah. If I won $1 million, I'd buy you outright.
I'd buy you?
Mm-hmm.
Like your property that could be purchased.
Yeah.
Neat.
It was a different time.
Yeah. They need a software update for sure.
Yeah. It's getting hot. You can take your top off now.
Oh, come on.
Okay. I used to get that one when I was on the beverage cart around the course.
Oh, yeah.
Keep an eye on my balls for me. They put golf balls on the counter.
All right. Dude, you talk about especially at that age, you talk about low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. I'm like,
that is truly low-hanging fruit.
I'm like, what, your ankles? Like,
it's the Burt Show.
You're on the Burt Show.